please rise.
Oh, smashed enough spiders in that hammer.
I was getting their attention. I was making sure they were listening. Join me in this salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson?
Present.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Ingram?
Here.
Councilmember Mutchler?
Here.
Councilmember Birch?
Here.
Okay, and we excused Councilperson Goodrich for several meetings in a row, so he's still in his quest discovering America, so we'll just move on from there. Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is a period where people can come to the microphone and address the council on anything that's not on tonight's agenda. You actually could come and talk about a change in agenda. Your original agenda shows a preliminary plat approval for the Meadows plat. That has been moved to June 2nd, so I guess you could comment on that because you're not on tonight's agenda. So that has changed. The agenda is rather short.
Sunshiny weekend?
Yes, you can look and see. I know the council probably read about that plat in every single page.
187. Yes, as a matter of fact.
And I probably won't reread it for the January 2nd.
I guarantee I'm not going to reread it.
So anything that's not on tonight's agenda, you can address the council this evening. So any takers? Any takers? Any takers? Oh, good. Let's move on.
Is it too much to hope for?
Yes, sir. Oh. You're indicating you'd like to come forward.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm Papa John, a.k.a. Circumference, but only in formal situations. And I got a three-point outline here tonight. And when I was in seminary, you told me I should use 3 points even if I don't have any idea what the point is. But the first thing you got to pay clerical attention to, because did you hear about the purple hippo that accidentally swallowed a clown? He said, tastes funny. That's my first one. Then I have one point is pun, second is plan, third is presentation. I'm sure you can't guess to whom. But here's my plan. As I try to be a good citizen of the community, trying to help the business community, try to help Chamber of Commerce, some newspaper, went over and talked to Mark about a brilliant idea about starting a fishing column, and I offered him two suggestions already for the fishing column. One is, if you know any attorneys, I met one the other day, you could tell them when if they want to become a professional fisherman, they have to use probate. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to me. And the second thing is, because we live so near a river, if you like sashimi, it's great. You just take your soy sauce first thing in the morning, go down to the river with your bated breath, and there you are. Voila, sashimi. Okay, I gave him those ideas already. He's going to run with it, I'm sure. But then I also try to help out business people. I'm not sure if I told Carol this, but there's an easy way you double foot traffic. Very simple. You stand at the door and look at everybody cross-eyed. I mean, how easy is that? Then if you want regular customers, that's simple too. You just feed them fiber. I mean, how much more simple can that be? So I try to help the business community out, you see, walking around town. Because, you know, I want Ferndale to be a thriving community, right? And then I have a presentation to make, though. To the mayor, he will be, every mayor in this county, if not in this state, perhaps even in the nation, will be envious. Because he's about to get the first of its kind award ever, to my knowledge. Okay, so when you have meetings of mayors, if you do, which wouldn't be the same thing as meetings of minds, of course, make sure you bring this with you. All right? I got it with me over here in my bag.
Is it ticking? One of these days.
You're the first recipient of the Purple Hippopotamus Award. It's a female, see? What do you think? Pretty amazing, isn't it?
We need to scan that.
You're everywhere.
Don't hurry,
that's a big
councilman. Don't do that.
One of these days.
Set it aside.
Thank you. I'll cherish it forever.
Anything I can do to help?
Yeah. That's great.
Okay,
anyone else for the public comment? Try to talk that. No, no takers. No courage whatsoever. Okay, I'd like to close the regular meeting at 6:04:54. and enter into the Transportation Benefit District meeting at 6:05:03. And the TBD has a consent item. Councilperson Hansen.
I move that we pass the consent agenda for the Traffic Improvement District.
Second.
I think that Councilperson Birch got the second. So all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yay. Okay.
Clear, that was the transportation benefit.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. Motion carried. Okay, I'll close the Transportation Benefit District 6:05:36 and enter into regular session. And the regular consent agenda is before you.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded by Councilperson, moved by Councilperson Ingram, seconded by Councilperson Hansen. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, motion carries 6-0. Okay, moving on to capital project updates. Touchdown.
Good evening, Council. My name is Katie Ratter. I'm the Public Works Project Manager. I've got a couple of updates for you. We're still working on the Barrett Road.
You wanted to get.
You couldn't hear me? Really?
You can't.
You shouldn't encourage me like
you
that.
You can just take that smack and go.
Maybe later. Okay. So Barrett Road, we're still working on the package to go out to add for that. That's our resurfacing project. As you remember, we got some TIB money for that. So we'll be putting that out to add probably later this month. And that will be under construction late this summer before school gets back in. So we've got some time with that. Wendy's been working on the Neubauer Pond expansion project. And so she's been working with the consultant to expand that pond, create additional capacity. And that should be coming out to add here fairly shortly. The only other update I have is Church Road. I don't know if you've heard about that project, little thing we got going on up there on the hill. They're installing sewer right now. Colacurcio's been pulling up asphalt. I think they probably got up to Heights Drive, so the pavement is pretty much gone. Their subcontractor's been installing sewer. I think they've got sewer installed just north of Norway. So, anyway, over the last couple of weeks, they've been installing erosion control and doing the asphalt removal in the sewer. So they'll be moving forward, I think, with just the one crew. And then Colacurcio will have a second crew come in and start doing storm and road excavation and that sort of thing. So one other thing that I just wanted to bring up, and Janice will probably talk more about this later, is that Public Works, it's Public Works Week. You guys all yeah, you're thrilled. Yeah. Okay. It's Public Works Week, National Public Works Week, and every year Public Works, we have an open house, and this year it will be on Wednesday at WECU starting at 5. It's a pretty good opportunity. I don't know if anybody in the audience is interested, but to pretty much all the public works staff is there to answer questions about the various projects that are going on. We'll have people there to talk about Church Road, water softening project, as well as, you know, some of the other operational stuff that we do. So it's a good opportunity to come in and visit with public works staff, ask questions, eat food, chit-chat, that sort of thing. So anyway, go ahead.
Councilperson Watson.
Will we be able to take advantage of the county's chip sealing this year? Last year you were able to do some chip sealing with them.
Yeah, it can work out for this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just look where the county is chip sealing the road that then extends it to the city limits. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't have that same opportunity that we had last year.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Central City Water Association Agreement.
Hey. Good evening, Council, Mayor, and Staff. Janice Marlega, Public Works Director. To start out, we need to unveil Katie's great artwork. As some of you may be aware, Central City Water Association is the owner of a water system that is within the city of Ferndale city limits and within our service area. So we have our exhibit over here at the left. So you see Ferndale all around the Central City Water Association. It's kind of unusual to have a water association completely surrounded by city limits and another water service area. And Central City, they have an existing water main in Church Road that needed to be replaced as part of our Church Road project because of age and location, because that main conflicted with our new storm system. And so Central City, they had to kind of think about a couple options here of how they were going to address that, because just the capital cost of replacing that main, it was going to be very expensive. So showing up here on our little flow chart, we got the Church Road project, and then the two options that Central City considered was renew their franchise agreement with the city, because right now that franchise agreement, it had expired. They need to renew that and then replace the main in Church Road. Or they looked at transitioning to city water, and that's something that they considered probably back in 1995 or 96. And at that time, they decided not to move forward with that option. And so, and once again, they're looking at that to determine whether or not that they could work that out with their members. And so with Central City meeting with city staff, determined in order to make this transition work or be more viable, need to do it in phases. So phase one is looking at, okay, what's the minimum amount of work that would need to be done as part of the Church Road project? What would we need to install within Church Road and extend it out so that out beyond the new pavement and the right-of-way, so that at a later date they wouldn't have to go in there and cut our new pavement? And so, there's a work in the street, and then also just installing the meters so that we could transition over to be supplying them water. So under transition to city water phase one, Church Road construction is installed 22 individual meters to the homeowners right along Church Road that would just tie directly into our existing water main. The city, we already have a water main in Church Road. And then it was installed 4 master meters, and those would be on the side streets that feed into Church Road. And then we could abandon the water main in Church Road and then flip the switch, and then the city, we would be supplying Central City with city water at that point once this construction work was completed. Then as part of Phase 2, the Central City, they are still responsible for upgrading the rest of their distribution system up to city standards. And then once they do that, then the city, we would take over that system. We would then own and maintain it. And then, so Central City, they met with their members a number of times, and then they took a vote, and the members approved transitioning to city water. So then after that, then there's the city's water rights attorney and Central City's attorney worked on drafting 2 agreements, and those are in your packet. And the first agreement is a water system transfer agreement. So that covers the work under phase one. It covers the transfer of the Central City Water Association, their water rights, and their property, and then including the improvements on that property. And then there's also the wholesale water supply agreement that provides for the water and discusses all the details about the payment. And then if you look over to the left, to cover the cost of the Church Road construction work in Central City, they agreed to deed that property over to the city and a lump sum payment. And then for this overall transition, and the city agreed to wait to offset the connection fees for the transfer of the water rights. And staff is recommending approval of these 2 agreements. I tried to go over it. The agreement's very long, a lot of details, put a lot of work into this. I just tried to lay out just a general kind of an outline of what's involved here.
Councilperson Watson, Olson, and then Ingram.
Just a quick question. How we make sure they bring it to city standards for the 4 lines that are going to go off? Do we have any control over who they hire to do that?
Are you talking about the 4 master meters?
Yes.
So that work
the 4
there.
Meters, the 4 lines that when they have to replace those 4 lines that come off of there?
Right. That are within the subdivisions?
Yes.
Yeah. That there, they would have to submit plans to the city. We would review and approve those to make sure that their design is is in accordance with our city standards.
And we would inspect the work mm-hmm. prior to accepting
okay. it. Is that because I didn't see that specifically called out? Am I just missing where that was called out?
Yeah, because I think it's probably called out a couple times where okay. we kept saying everything city standards, city standards, city standards.
So that's
standards.
Implied when you say city standards, mm-hmm. they will have some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the common way we deal with Project.
Okay.
Right in there, tying into it will be a city utility. They'll need permits, so as part of that process, they'll okay. have to submit their plans. We'll have to review and approve.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Councilperson Olson,
I'm assuming this is a well, Janice.
Yes, and then yep.
Have we had it inspected and.
Yeah, I've consulted with our hydrogeologist, and he's done some research on it, and what. He said it's actually in fairly good condition. The city, we could use it either as a production well. If we don't do that, we can use it as a monitoring well. And we could gather data there that we can use on our kind of our overall well water supply strategy.
Don't we have to use the water in order to not lose the rights? Didn't we run into that with something else?
Right, but then we can also look at transferring those water rights. So we can either use those on site or as part of our overall water supply plan,
oh.
we can transfer those rights to another location. So what we try to do is just kind of keep our options open so that the city, there's a number of different things that can be considered at a later date.
Okay.
More Thank options, you. The better.
Councilperson Ingram?
Janice, when they upgrade their infrastructure
mm-hmm.
for all that other piping, at each individual home, are they going to replace the meters with our touch read meters? So
yes.
That I'm assuming that our people are going to be reading those meters now.
Correct, at that time.
Right.
But meanwhile, between phase one and phase two, Central City will still own everything on the other side of the meter.
Right, right.
They
sure.
have to still maintain that.
Sure.
And then the city owns everything on the other side.
Right. But eventually they'll have all up-to-date meters and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the phasing allows them to, you know, get the financing in place and get the work completed, but yet allows for the Church Row project, for that work, for us to move forward on that.
Councilperson Mutchler?
So the customers, the residents on Church Row, those 22 meters,
mm-hmm.
do they become suddenly customers of the city?
No.
Or they're also wholesale?
Yes, because we will have install a meter there, yeah. but then Central City will also install a meter. So they'll be actually dual. So we will read the meter, all of the 22 in the four master meter, and bill Central City for that water. Central City will go out and read all of their meters and individually bill their customers.
So at the end of the day, it's the same amount of revenue to the city.
Right now they don't get any of our water, so once we do
yeah.
this, we'll be having 120 customers paying 80% of the wholesale rate.
It's 80% of what we would
right.
charge. Okay.
But since we're going to read those four master meters and the 22 meters and aggregate that amount, I think this came up at committee, we'll then have to determine what tier on our usage is. But yeah, that's 80% of that, and then they can add on their surcharge to enable them to maintain their system.
But when they all sign on, there would be more, a little bit more revenue to the city once they all
regular
customers.
Yeah.
They'll have better water.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, motion before you, Councilperson Versch.
I make a motion to approve this.
Second.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I have abstained because I have family that is part of the Central City system, and I believe it's going to pass, and it probably is best that I abstain.
Okay. So appears to be the motion went forward 5-0 with one abstention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
That was
nice
a lot
work.
Of work.
Thank you.
You guys did well.
Okay, we have an open position, a council liaison position to the Bellingham International Airport Advisory Commission. Nominations for that position. Anyone like to step forward? Anyone like to do it? Councilperson Watson.
Can I nominate Brent? He wanted the job. I know he's not here, but does it matter if he's not here?
Flavio not here so you get the position?
No, he did express an interest. He did express an interest. He did express an interest. But yeah, it's that railroad thing, you know?
Actually, he really didn't. He was the first person to ask for it. He really doesn't want it.
I've heard that before. Okay, second to that?
There's no second necessary.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, he's it. Somebody email him.
Send him an email. You're it. Take another vacation.
Okay, we had massaged this agenda because we had the large plot and we expected to be a large discussion. So this is going to be a rather short meeting. For mayor reports, I'll be out of town Tuesday to Friday next week on a construction project. So, Councilperson Watson, you're in charge of the city from Tuesday to Friday of next week.
I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town too?
Mm-hmm, I will be.
Well, there you go.
Damn, I plan for a coup once again.
You can actually appoint,
you for sure will be out?
I'm going to nominate Keith Olson to be the mayor pro tem for the mayor pro tem.
Any other?
Pro tem squared.
Okay, that's moved and seconded. You don't get to discuss that because of that kind of those railroad things.
I don't get to vote either.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I'll even say aye again.
Councilperson Olson is in charge.
If you tear down the pizza annex, I will love you forever.
You have the power.
Yeah.
There we go. All live in fear. Okay. Council reports. Any council reports? Councilperson Watson.
Last week, turn in anything for the time capsule. We ended up with a little more space. If you have anything bigger you want to put in the time capsule, it needs to get to the library by 6 p.m. Friday. And we're going to try and put it in sometime next week. I'm not sure when. It really depends on when we can get in there with the construction schedule.
So. Councilperson Olson.
I saw there was a meeting over the train.
Train
traffic.
Are you going to that meeting tomorrow?
Transportation?
Mm-hmm.
We have a small cities caucus, and then at the Bellingham Technical College, as soon as that's done, I'll go to it. It's from 9 to 4 at Bellingham City Council Chambers, so we're usually done by 10, 3, or 11, so I'll miss the first hour and a half.
Okay.
But you're all welcome to go, too. Bellingham City Council Chambers, Unity Street.
Is that where they're going to be actually planning?
Well, it's not a meeting on specifically that subject. It's the Washington State Department of Transportation Regional Transportation Planning Commission, and they take testimony from different areas.
Well, would this be the time then to bring up the fact that if they have increased train traffic, they're going to wipe us out at Washington, and that they should figure on doing something at Thornton?
You certainly could go make that comment. That we have submitted comments to that project, but it never hurts to have additional comments.
Public comments toward the end of the day.
4:30.
4:30 is it? Want to move forward into the microphone when you speak?
Oh yeah. Public comment is toward the end of the day, like at 4:30.
Councilperson Ingram and then Musler.
Community meal is this Saturday, once again, and it's shepherd's pie and all kinds of yummy stuff. So come and join us. Have a free lunch. The people that said there's no such thing as a free lunch, they were wrong. We serve a free lunch. So come and join us.
Good job. Councilperson Mutzler?
Yeah, indeed. It's Ski to Sea Week, and I'm in my sixth Ski to Sea, and I think it's the highlight of the year for Whatcom County. I'd love to see our city. We have a city health fitness committee of some kind. I'm not sure exactly what you call it.
The health and wellness committee.
Love to see the city put a team together and challenge Bellingham next year. Ski to Sea, I think we could do that. Also, Festival of Flags is on Memorial Day Monday. That's a pretty neat deal that they do at Green Acres at 1 o'clock, Festival of Flags.
Okay, any other council reports? Or Councilman Birch? We're doing good tonight here.
The Ferndale Public Market is considering having an additional day to the weekend, like 11 to 4 on Sunday afternoons, and we're going to try to generate some of the market people from Bellingham with their leftover items that they don't sell on Saturdays and see if we can get something rolling with that.
Okay.
Good idea.
Are they going to be? They're going to be there this Sunday, aren't they? Don't they usually go on Ski to Sea weekend on Saturday and
yes,
Sunday?
Yes, they will be open Sunday afternoon this weekend.
Great.
Cool.
Okay, nothing more in the council reports. Staff reports, finance director.
I think.
City administrator.
All set.
Community development director.
Next Tuesday, May 27th, I'm sorry, Wednesday, May 27th, at the high school cafeteria at 6, we're having a comprehensive plan open house kind of kickoff.
Do you want a quick report to the public for STAR? Or do you want Sam to do that?
No, he can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Well, the city clerk and I went down to Olympia last week, and we talked to the Recreation and Conservation Office board, which is a scoring committee that advises all of the different applicants, and there are 50 jurisdictions, 50 different applications that came in for different parks as to how to improve their presentations. And we did quite well. We think it wasn't graded, but they we left with less cuts on us than some of the other jurisdictions that we saw. They're very focused on what the project will do for the local community, and I think we did a good job at conveying that to them. I think in comparison to some of the other communities that were talking about tens of million dollars of bonds that they already had, and then they were asking for another $500,000 from the taxpayers of Washington State, our presentation, where we are doing grassroots fundraising at $35 a pop, was quite compelling. And I think that now it's going to be, can we show the state that we can actually raise in our $35 a pop about $100,000? So we are asking the local businesses and national businesses, including BP and others, to participate and ensure that they do have community spirit. So that's all I have.
Good. Well done. City Clerk's Office?
Go ahead.
Got that time already.
Okay.
Just that mini, the mini rookie camp, everybody.
Come on. Okay. Public Works?
What? I already mentioned Wednesday, this Wednesday, 5 to 7, we do Public Works open house.
There'll be snacks.
And Police Department? Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are adjourned.